This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Day Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Is it too early to talk about the dynasty word? I don't think so. Hugh does. We've been discussing all day. And, of course, the A.J. Brown Instagram post where he lucid the idea that really winning isn't what drove him and drives him. It's more about how he performs and what that means moving forward. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We almost got a 50-50 split here, guys. Yes or no? Is it too early to start thinking about an Eagles dynasty? Yes at 52% on the poll. Let's ask our next guest, Elliot Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot, how we doing?
Hey.
What up? How you guys doing?
What's going on?
Well, Elliot, we're talking about Super Bowl, which is always fun around here.
No big deal. Just another Super Bowl. No big deal to us.
That's right. Well, it's the second one that we've had a chance to be around, and the third one they've been to in 8 years. Elliot, when you think about the team, the reality of the NFL, where they're at, how we add it all together, Elliot, is it too early to start thinking about dynasty?
So I would say yes. Now, I do think when you look at the way the team is set up, the roster, it's hard to imagine a team better set up for a dynasty than this one. They're young. They have a GM that can work the cap to perfection. They're on an all-time heater with the draft. So I do understand. I don't think it's a crazy question to ask. But I was there in 2017 when it was like, well, they're going to win it again next year, and they were god-awful. In 2022, it was, well, they lost this one, but you know what? They're set up to go right back there. And it was one of the most disappointing seasons, really, in Eagles history when you take into account the collapse. So do I think that they're set to be good for a long time? Of course they are. But we have to see how they'll deal with this, how they'll deal with success. And while I think they will deal with it well, if I bet on it, I've seen other Eagles teams that I thought would deal with it well, not deal with it well, including, you know, to a certain extent, this exact team. So I do think it's too early to talk dynasty.
So, Elliot, you make a good point. And I remember the conversations in the shows in the offseason after the one they won in 2017. And it was the same thing. It was like, they're the new Patriots. Right now we're doing they're the new Chiefs. Elliot, the two things I feel like set them up better this time is, one, we didn't realize that Carson would never be the same, right? We just kind of assumed he'd come back and he'd be the player he was, and then he wasn't, and the whole thing fell apart. Jalen should continue to be what he is, which is obviously good enough to win Super Bowls. And the other thing, Elliot, is I feel like the last 4 years, when you look back, it really does feel like Howie has figured out the drafting thing better than he ever has over a stretch of like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, so I think the last 3 years of drafting, I mean, you know, I haven't studied every single draft in the history of the draft, but like, man, it's hard to imagine a better stretch of drafting if you look at the first three rounds over the last 3 years, just starter after starter, contributor after contributor. So you're right, Howie feels like he's on an all-time heater. But, you know, going into next year, do I think Jalen's going to be the same? Yeah, I think he could be better, right? I think what we saw on Sunday was kind of the best version of Jalen and what Jalen can be. So I anticipate Jalen having a strong year next year. But I also anticipated that in 2023, coming off 2022, when he was voted the second best player in the NFL. We just don't know how this team is going to deal with success. I mean, I think the team, the thing that's driven this team the last 2 years was that Super Bowl loss. Like, I think just being around them, being in the locker room, talking to them, like interpreting what they say, they have been so motivated by that Super Bowl loss to get back. They don't have that anymore. So we'll see. Like, will they get the same season out of Saquon? You know, just, I think that's another question, too, to consider when talking about next year. So, you know, I don't think they should be, like, fourth in the power rankings. And I do think they should be Super Bowl favorites. But I can't say for sure that I know they'll be as good as they were this year.
Elliot, one of the things that impacts all this is if they're still all rowing in the same direction. It's part of the reason why teams don't continue to win, right? Every team that wins a Super Bowl or championship theoretically could do it again because they have a lot of the same players. They were good enough. But that part of it, Elliot, I'm sure you saw the Instagram post. We've talked a lot about it today. A.J. Brown, it was long. We read it a lot today. I just want to read to you kind of the middle of it and your interpretation of it. Quote, "I've never been a champion at the highest level before, but I thought my hard work would be justified by winning it all. It wasn't. My thrill for this comes when I dominate." Elliot, what did you make of that with AJ posting it last night?
So I think there's a bunch of ways to read it. I think that, you know, at his core, from what I've learned of AJ Brown, he is someone that just truly does love, like, the hard work aspect of it. Like, you know, for me, I think I've talked myself into liking going to the gym, but I certainly have to make myself get up and go. I think AJ Brown loves the work part of it. Like, he loves to get up. Like, that's his enjoyment. And so there's that aspect of it. But I also think there's an aspect of this where, like, us as, like, media members and fans, like, we can define athletes off of one game. Like, we can look at the Super Bowl and go, now Jalen's a winner. And if he would have lost that game, we would have been like, yep, you can never win with him. What I read in AJ's thing was, like, he's probably been told his whole life, like, winning a Super Bowl will be the ultimate thing to, like, give you gratification and make you what you think, like, everyone thinks you should be. But I actually think what he probably found afterwards was, like, one game doesn't define him, right? And so he still loves the process. He loves the week in and week out dominance of a cornerback. He loves playing the game. And obviously he enjoyed winning the Super Bowl. I was there. I saw him. I know he enjoyed it. But what I took from that caption was more like he thought it would define him, and it doesn't. And so I think it's an interesting way to look at it. At least that was my interpretation.
That's pretty deep, Elliot. That's an interesting way of looking at it, defining you as an individual. That's pretty deep.
Well, because I felt that, like, in 2022, when they lost that game, going into it, I didn't think they had to win because I didn't think losing that would make their season a failure or not. So I do think we get into a little bit of, like, defining an athlete or a person off of one game. And I think that's kind of what AJ's saying. But, you know, I look forward to asking him. I'm sure he'll talk about it if we talk to him in the next few days. But that's just my interpretation of it.
Elliot, the other thing going on besides a parade on Friday is, of course, the Eagles will now lose Kellen Moore. We knew it was happening, but it's become official now. He will be the next head coach of the Saints, which means for the fourth time in 4 years, there's going to be a new offensive coordinator. Elliot, how big of a deal do you think the Moore loss is? And then how about in total the kind of the brain drain they could have? Because there was a report yesterday that Moore could take Kevin Petullo with him, who's been the pass game coordinator. And then, you know, Garrett's his son, the quarterback at LSU. But Doug Nussmeier has followed Moore everywhere he's gone. So that feels like a possibility, too. So your thoughts on Moore leaving and how big of a deal if he takes all these guys with him?
So I would say it's definitely under the not ideal category. Like, you would certainly like to bring back the same staff. Continuity is something they haven't really been able to have over the past few years. But I don't think it's a huge loss, and I actually think there's some benefits to it. Like, in 2017, when they won the Super Bowl, they promoted from within. They mostly ran it back, and they got stale, like, super quick, right? And the coaching staff was never really able to recover. In 2022, they promoted from within. They, you know, put Brian Johnson up to offensive coordinator. And we all saw what happened then. They got stale. I think when you win and you lose people, it's just so much better, like, to get fresh ideas in the building. So had Kellen Moore and the whole staff came back, yeah, I think that would have been – there was certainly would have been positives to that. But ultimately, I think to become the dynasty, you know, we started this call talking about, they have to get fresh blood in there. Like, they have to get new ideas. And it doesn't mean rebuild the offense. But even if you get 20% new ideas from one of the best young offensive minds in the league, which you have the ability to hire now. Like, the Eagles' offensive coordinator job is the best offensive coordinator job in the NFL. If I'm a quarterback coach somewhere or a pass game coordinator, I'm begging my agent to get me this job because you'll probably be a head coach in a year. So I think that while losing the continuity of it isn't great, the benefit of getting new ideas and hiring like someone from the outside, I think is a major positive.
All right, Elliot, let's end with this. Before we hopped on the show today, you told me you have a new top 10 list, athletes in Philadelphia. So
I can't wait to hear this.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read it to the audience, and then I want you to just kind of take us through the decision-making, hardest choice, the biggest omission, like how you felt putting it together. So here's Elliot's list, top 10 Philly athletes right now. Number 10, Quinyon Mitchell. Number 9, Devontae Smith. Number 8, Jordan Mailata. 7, Lane Johnson. 6, Bryce Harper. 5, A.J. Brown. 4, Zach Wheeler. 3, Jalen Carter. 2, Saquon Barkley. Number 1, Jalen Hurts. Elliot, how did you arrive at what you came up with here?
So I think at number 1, if you're the Super Bowl MVP quarterback of the Eagles, like, you're number 1. Is Saquon a better running back than Jalen is a quarterback? I think so. But the weight that Jalen has to carry and the immense like pressure of that job, to be at the absolute pinnacle of it, you deserve number 1. So Jalen's number 1 for me. Saquon, just an unreal athlete, best history, best season I've seen from an Eagles player probably in my lifetime. So I think he deserves number 2. As far as like where the Phillies fell, I think Zach Wheeler belongs in there. He's clutch. He's an ace. He's maybe the best pitcher in baseball, certainly in that discussion. So he's up there. Bryce Harper gets dinged. Like, they got knocked out in the first round. They disappointed last year. But he's still the top dog on that team, and he still has accomplished a lot. So I think he deserves to be up there. After that, you could probably convince me the next 15 spots are Eagles. I don't think really any Sixer besides Tyrese Maxey deserves to be in the conversation. You know, who cares about the Flyers? Maybe Mitch Koff if you want to do that just to be fun. But, like, outside of that.
Man, that's disrespectful.
Outside of that, the Eagles just run this town right now. They are so loaded with their roster. So, yeah, I mean, you could convince me to move a few spots around, but the main takeaway is it's the Eagles, it's two Phillies, and then that's kind of it.
Yeah, the one that when I just was looking for the name when I first saw it, but just based on this year and the reality of where he is, I'm not shocked you didn't have Joel Embiid. I mean, I think a year ago it would have been like, oh, my goodness, what? This is a joke, but I don't know. Last night was a disaster. This season's been a disaster. He needs another knee surgery. I'm not surprised you didn't have Embiid there. Did you consider Embiid, or was it like, nah, it's over?
Well, I mean, look, you could certainly do a lifetime achievement award for Joel and put him at like, yeah, you know, like, you know, 10 if you still wanted just to give him credit because he's had an awesome career. But he's just not better than like Cooper DeJean is right now. He's not better than Quinyon is right now. He certainly isn't better than Tyrese Maxey is right now. So, I think that's, I mean, it's sad. Like, watching Joel's career end is not fun, but it's a reality. So, yeah, I don't think he's a top 10 athlete in the city right now.
Yeah, what just struck me is how quickly things change. Imagine if a year ago when he was still at Iowa, you're like, Joel's not even as good as Cooper DeJean a year from now.
Yeah, that was great. That'd be
what?
Crazy.
Imagine a year ago I told you Jalen would be number 1. I mean, think about that, right? Like, a year ago, Jalen was coming off of the biggest collapse. They couldn't stop the blitz.
Yep.
It was like, is he still the guy? And now he's Super Bowl MVP. So things do change quickly. I would be very surprised if things change with Joel, unfortunately.
Yeah, me too. Elliot, we appreciate it as always. And we'll see you in and around the parade Friday.
Yep, sounds good. Can't wait.
All right, there he is. Elliot Shore Parks with us there with a fresh new top 10 list. Joel not on it.
Interesting.
Quinyon number 10. Jalen number 1. I mean, I just have to argue with some of the stuff he said there, right? I mean, where would you put Jalen right now?
Number 1.
I mean, it's who's going to argue against it today?
No.
Now, Saquon, I think before the Super Bowl would have been the obvious number one player in the city after what he did this whole season. But Jalen just did with Super Bowl MVP. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phones here. We have Lawrence, who's up on WIP. Hey, Lawrence.
Yeah, what's up, dog?
Hey, Lawrence.
It's your Eagles, man.
What are you feeling, Lawrence? How about those Eagles?
I think they pregame
already.
Oh, no, yeah, 2-day pregame.
Speaking. Let me tell you, y'all speaking, man.
Mm-hmm.
My bad, man. I'm good.
This is
now,
a joke,
man.
Quite frankly.
It's pregame.
Yo, man.
Hey.
Hey, Mr. Douglas.
Oh my gosh!
Hey,
it's
how
awful.
You doing?
I love you, man.
Love you too, bro.
I love how you came back to Philly, man. You got this job, man, and you're doing a hell of a job.
I got a job.
Man.
Good job,
good
here,
job.
Joe.
Thank you.
Hey, and Joe, man, mm-hmm. Let me tell you
that's
this, man.
That's kind of meltdown behind the glass.
He, I'm 50-something years old. He,
No, I'm just saying. I'm sorry. I get sometimes I talk on the floor.
What is wrong with him?
The floor is yours, Lawrence. Yeah, go ahead. Cook.
I'm a long-time caller. I've been calling since the 80s and 90s, man. Yeah, and you got the receipts on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, like I said,
man. Oh, my goodness.
This quarterback is bringing in almost a million people to the city.
I'm basically chicken yesterday.
The man told the schools the kids ain't got to go to school, man.
Yeah, he gave him a free day.
He gave everyone a free day off.
He did give him a free day.
That's a good job by Jalen. Yep, I agree.
Exactly, man. So, therefore, the controversy this dude went through, man, with all the pundits denying him so he could do this, et cetera, man. He proved them wrong.
The doubters were proved wrong, Lawrence. He's the Super Bowl MVP. He outplayed Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
The football players proved him wrong. They had Super Bowl titles underneath they built as ESPN analysts.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. But what did he do? He went out there, showed his ass off.
Kyle, turn the lemons into lemonade. Over here.
He showed his whole ass, Lawrence.
Showed his whole ass.
Hold up, man. I'm not usually getting some music for it just to make a little. And I'm not trying to make a point. I just give an observation, man, when I see, man.
But you're pumping everyone up, Lawrence.
Sorry, Lawrence, can't hear you.
Lawrence, we love you, buddy.
You know what we need to do, Kyle? This is just a suggestion, because I know you don't like to be told what to do, so I'm suggesting it. Because I feel like in the next couple of days, we probably going to get a whole lot of long talkers. You need to get that music from the Chappelle Show, that Wrap It Up. Wrap It Up, B. Wrap It Up. Wrap It Up,
Start playing people off the stage.
Because we getting a lot of long talking today.
Yeah, well, it's a lot of celebration. It's like when you win an Academy Award.
Wrap It Up, B.
Every WIP caller is like going to the stage this week with the award in their hand. It's just a Lombardi as a fan, and you want to just give your... You want to tell everyone you're thanking and all that kind of stuff.
I was hoping he would get right to his point that we already are a dynasty, which was his point. Which I disagree with.
Oh, not yet. No.
But that would have been fun.
One ring does not mean a dynasty. I mean, otherwise, isn't every Super Bowl champion a dynasty?
Yeah.
It's a start. But you got to finish.
But the finish is harder. As we just determined from listening to Lawrence there, that was...
Well, he's got a resume. He's been calling the station for a long time.
We have the receipts. The pregame
is for real,
The pregame's going to hit different Friday. Someone's going to have to be on that dump button.
Let's go to
Positive Kevin in Cranford. Positive Kevin, what's up?
Hello, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Calling in because Hugh Douglas and Dak Prescott both have something in common this afternoon.
Uh-oh.
They both sound like jackasses.
AJ is
clearly talking about the journey of putting in the effort, the dedication of being great, and the moment of winning. It's just a moment, something that comes and goes. There are many different athletes coming in this post. You have people like even Cooper Kupp, who said it's all about the journey, 11. So, Hugh Douglas, you sound like a jackass. And, Joe, yes, this is a dynasty team because you have players who are not just happy with winning Super Bowl, my friend. They prefer taking on the journey of winning games and winning the Super Bowl.
Are you finished, Positive Kevin?
I am completely finished.
Okay, and now am I allowed to have the floor? I don't mind you calling me a jackass, but I do have a question for you. How many championships have you been in line to play for?
Say that again, please.
How many championships have you been in line to play for? I am in no way trying to be disrespectful, but I'm just asking.
But may
I please finish because I let you have the floor?
Go ahead.
Now.
Go ahead.
If it was so clear-cut, why is it an issue? Why are we debating this? Why do certain people see it different ways?
Excuse me, Kevin.
Positive Kevin. Positive Kevin.
Yes.
I gave you the respect that you deserve because you called into my show. Now, please, give me the respect that I deserve to retort what I'm saying. I even started the show and said it might be my interpretation because me and Kyle went into it. And I told you that I was old school. But my thing is this. He says he's not satisfied with the journey. Kevin, he hasn't even had the...
No. Wrong.
Kevin, please,
wrong,
sir.
Wrong,
sir.
Wrong.
Sir. Sir. Please allow me to have the floor. Please give me the same respect that I gave you.
Will.
Kevin.
Yes, sir.
If we're going to have a conversation, please allow me to retort. Like I was trying to say, the timing, and you leave when you put stuff like that on social media, I don't give a damn what anybody else has said. You leave it open to interpretation. And my point was this: the timing of the situation was not to my liking. Now, I don't know what he was thinking, but A.J. Brown has a track record of sending out subliminal tweets where he leaves people open to interpretation. How did you interpret the tweet he put out when he put the Patriots on his timeline? Did you think he was just being an athlete when he did that?
No, not when he did that.
Kevin, my point is this: when you have an individual that has a track record of being what people might think divisive or subliminal in some of his messaging, how am I being wrong or being a jackass by interpreting it the way that I've interpreted it if he's done this in the past?
Because Hugh Douglas, if you read the message, any confident person will look at this and say, even Cooper Kupp.
I don't care about Cooper Kupp. What I'm telling you is this: it's my interpretation. Just like
okay.
Cooper Kupp has
but
his
interpretation. Don't make it a big deal.
Excuse me, Kevin. You know why it's a big deal? Because it's a couple days after the Super Bowl. You know why it's a big deal, Kevin? Because he tweeted it. Because he tweeted it. And you know what else he did? You know what else he did, Kevin? He tweeted it. And I have a show here in Philadelphia, and I talk about stuff like this. This is
nonsense.
What I do.
Nonsense.
So wait a minute, Kevin.
It's nonsense.
Kevin, listen. We're grown men, right? So let's have a grown man conversation. You have your take. I have mine. Ain't no need to call anybody out their names. You see it the way that you see it. And you even said, why am I being so controversial 2 days before the parade? Why did he have to tweet that out 3 days before the parade?
Because
why did that? Why does that tweet?
He's talking about the journey.
Kevin, we haven't even had. I'm asking you a question. We haven't even had the parade, right? Have we had a parade?
No.
So he's never been a champion, right?
Yeah, okay.
So why is he talking about he's not satisfied and he hasn't gotten the full-fledged feel of being a champion? Because the fans haven't even seen him yet. So why is it?
How about this? Devontae Smith posted up a couple hours ago.
I'm not talking about Devontae Smith. I'm talking about A.J. Brown.
No. He said, you ain't got to yell at me, bro.
I'm not yelling at you. Take that bass out your voice.
Kevin, take the bass out your voice.
Listen, I gave you your respect. Take the bass out your voice when you talk to me. Take the bass out your voice. Now speak.
Hugh, come on, man.
No.
You're making it into something that is not fair.
Listen, Kevin, take the bass. When you talk to me, take that bass out your voice. Just like I said, it wouldn't be an issue. You getting on me. Hell, he tweeted it.
Yeah, he did.
I'm talking about it. My job at this station is to analyze stuff. And that's what I'm doing.
Nonsense.
Kevin, take the bass out your voice when you're talking to me now.
It's nonsense.
Listen to me.
Time out.
Take that bass out your voice, Kevin. Just like I said, my job on this station, whether you like it or not, I don't go out and create stories. I react to stories. I react to them. He tweeted that.
So let me just interject for a second. All right, 215-592-9494. I think they're set up for a dynasty, but I am with you on this, Hugh, that this isn't meant nothing. Now, doesn't mean they can't move past it and get through it and all that. The bottom line is, when you have a lot of star players in any sport, it's hard to keep winning because there is...
This is not needed
at this time
because I know for a fact how hard it is. And this is... And Kevin, to your point, this is how I started. Now, to Ken's point earlier tonight, I might have PTSD because I know how this could be divisive.
Yeah.
I was a part of something like this. You don't have to agree with what I'm thinking or anything like that. You can have your own opinion. I'll have mine. But don't act like it ain't nothing because it was something enough for him to tweet about it.
Yeah, and if the conversation is, do we think they're going to become a dynasty, this is part of the conversation. Can everyone row in the same direction again? Because some guys had a sacrifice this year, including a star receiver who was like 30-something in the NFL in catches. Why was he that? Not because he's not great anymore. AJ's just as great as he's ever been. His numbers were down.
His role changed on the team.
And he said, these are his words, that he realized that winning didn't satisfy him. He also was paid a lot of money last offseason. So I think I can interpret maybe money isn't the satisfying thing for him. What satisfies him? He said it. Dominating. So, like, you wonder, like, can they run it back and do the same kind of thing next year and win? I think it's a fair thing to wonder. 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls coming up on this. Plus, Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley were on the Tonight Show last night. We'll play you the best of that appearance. We need a little humor here. 215-592-9494.
I'm good.
I know. A little levity, a little Jimmy Fallon. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. If you're in need of a midweek boost, FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, has you covered with the Hump Day Parlays reward stack. Now every Wednesday, you can get parlay profit boost on everything from spreads to over-unders and even player props. So don't let the weekend have all the fun. Take advantage of the Hump Day Parlays reward stack. Who knows? It might just become your favorite day. Look for the Hump Day's Parlays reward stack in the FanDuel app to find your profit boost, or visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. That's FanDuel.com/GIGLIO. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From 94 WIP. Go for it. The champions, and they got to be on Jimmy Fallon last night. Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, the O-line was there. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. They are the champions, Hugh. We'll hear this a lot.
Man, I am so happy for these guys. I can, you know, I'm kind of torn about the parade because I know it's going to be bananas.
1 million people expected. 1 million.
And it's going to be Valentine's Day. It's going to be bananas.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. We can't wait to be part of it and beyond as the parade is coming down Broad Street. But last night, a lot of the Eagles, including Jalen and Saquon, the O-line, they got to be on Jimmy Fallon last night. So, all right, what do we got here? We got a little Saquon. First, let's hear Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts talking about the screensaver on his phone, which was a huge story 2 years ago, right? Like, you know, he had that screensaver where it's him walking off the field, the Chiefs confetti. So, you know, Jimmy Fallon asked him about it, and I guess is it time to change the screensaver? Here's what he said.
You were on the team with the Eagles a couple years ago when the Chiefs won.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And, sorry to bring that up. Yeah. We'll get back to the celebrating you. But I know this because I read this. But can you tell everyone what was on your phone background?
Well, see, I'm not tripping that you brought that up because it's just, it's like a, it's like a little edge, you know.
Motivation.
Yeah, so I know there are, I guess people anticipate me to change it. Well, it's just a wallpaper, but it's a humble reminder for me.
What is it? It's a picture of it.
It's a picture of the first one. You're walking off the field. And the crazy thing is I told him, I might have to start finding these people in there. They get taking pictures of my phone and the team meeting and stuff, you know.
Yeah, because it's become a big story, yeah. So every time you open your phone, you're motivated. You go, I got to beat these dudes.
Well, I tell you, every time I open my phone, I don't just sit there and have this flashback of a moment.
I'm happy I asked you. Yeah, make sure.
It's not some psychotic thing or anything like
no,
that.
No, okay, good. Have you changed your background to wallpaper since?
No. It's going to remain.
There's no
urgency to change it. I'm just taking it a day at a time.
Very good.
You know, I never thought of it until that whole back and forth. Jalen's very literal.
Yes.
Like when Jimmy Fallon asked him, you know, every time you open it, do you think about that moment? I don't think Jimmy Fallon like literally meant to you think about losing to the Chiefs 20 times
that's
a day.
Who Jalen is.
But he took it like, well, not every time. I thought that was a funny exchange. How about this? The tush push. They were asked about it and talking about it. And the part with Saquon here is really funny. Here it is. Jalen and the tush push last night on Jimmy Fallon.
Jalen, you scored 3 touchdowns on Sunday. You did. The first one was doing what people are calling the tush push. Yeah. Is that what you call it?
It's not what I call it.
It's not what you call it.
It's
no.
Not what I call it.
what do you call it?
You know, I'm not going to say what I call it, but it's
okay, but it's not.
You know, everybody is came up with their own name for it.
You know,
the brotherly sub, the tush push, all these different things. It's not that.
No. Okay.
I was shocked too, because when I got there, I known it as the tush push, but I didn't know if that's what it'd be called, but I thought it was called that, and it's not called the tush push, actually.
No. What is your role in the quote unquote tush push?
I think I have the easiest job, to be honest. I think I'm the one who pushes the tush.
Well, late night tush push laughter there.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So, was it Slay that called it Snoopy?
Snoopy, yeah,
that's the name.
Do you think that's what Jalen was referencing?
Well, I don't think Jalen wanted to tell.
Yeah.
That's I was told that's the name.
They call it Snoopy.
The Snoopy.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know that they called it that.
I don't think it would have taken off nationally if everyone called it the Snoopy. I think Tush Push.
Brotherly Shove.
That works for more of a big picture audience. So we also have one more here. Is this them reacting to Saquon's daughter? Let's hear this.
Saquon, not only was Sunday your first Super Bowl win, but it was also your birthday. Congratulations. Yeah. Happy birthday. He loved your kids after the win. What are they more excited about? Are they more excited about the Super Bowl win, or are they more excited about Dad's birthday?
I think it was a combination of both. Just, you know, being there, celebrating with my family. Before the game, you know, we had a daddy-daughter dance, me and my daughter. So it was able to get canceled and moved to March 14th. So I'm able to have that moment with her. And, you know, before the game, she told me, now that the game's canceled, she wants to win the Super Bowl a little bit more. So probably the Super Bowl win.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you brought a voicemail that your daughter left you before the Super Bowl. Let's take a listen to this.
Hi, Daddy. It's Jada. Just want to text you for your big game. I'm really, really, really hope you win. And, Daddy, I'm really thankful that you've been caring for your whole family. And I know you're going to win. But if you don't, that is okay. I'll always, always love you.
Are you kidding me? That's the cutest message in the world. What a good kid.
That's pretty awesome.
You know what's funny that I picked up on when that happened? They moved the whole dance. They moved the whole daddy-daughter dance
for
Saquon. That's pretty dope, man. For he wouldn't miss that moment. That's pretty dope. That's pretty dope because those, I can tell you, man.
They're special.
Those daddy-daughter dances hit different, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. The whole thing with Fallon last night was great stuff. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We have Mr. Surehands, who is thinking about the D-word dynasty. What's up, Mr. Surehands?
Yo, Kyle, Joe, Dr. Bully Douglas.
Bully? No, I'm a bully.
D-L-G-S-E-S, Eagle.
I thought you were an old man.
First of all, now I went from old man to bully. He do call me jackass, and I didn't say a word.
Yeah, you were pretty.
He came right at his neck.
What am I supposed to do?
He came out swinging.
But he just wasn't saying it right. He ain't take the bass out of his voice.
I'm just saying, you can say. I didn't yell at him. He just can't talk me with all that bravado.
Yeah, we call you old and plant-based every day. Don't say it with the bass. Yeah,
you don't take that bass out of your voice.
Well, happy hump day, fellas. Big dope, slanging it.
Yeah,
big hardwood, big.
Yeah, he. Might have to. They got thick wood, hard. Kyle, I see Kyle leaning into it. You leaning into it, Kyle.
So what are you thinking, Mr. Harris? We got a dynasty brewing.
So the hunt showed that the D got to be luxurious for return. The more the merrier. Ladies scream for more short-handed dynasty. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking at
a luxurious D is what they're all asking for. Yeah.
Found his niche.
Batman is the Joker at times to feel like a supervillain. So another Trips Ahoy when number 1K is open. You know what I'm saying? And delusional.
Delusional.
Well, that's interesting. He used the Joker reference because AJ's the Joker.
Me and that got that in common. We're both delusional.
Just totally delusional.
But Dynamite D leads the dynasty. Stay stacked. It might lead to returns. It might lead to engagement. So,
what are we talking about?
Big dance. Big dance. Stretched out pants.
Oh, yeah.
Parade, ladies' pants, and Eagles proud.
No doubt. 100%.
Run off is where she rides the D.
Stay hydrated. Ride the D.
Big how about that D, baby?
I think he was saying the big D can lead to the D. The defense leads to dynasty. I think, was that it?
Made a ton of sense.
I tried to follow along. As we stay coherent and go to Herb in the Northeast next. What's up, Herb?
Yeah, before I talk about the Eagles, Joe, did you say something on Monday?
Uh-oh.
Because I got a call from Atlantic City, something about if the Eagles have a fan float, then I should be number one on that float.
Oh, you need to be on it. Yeah, I said if we have a fan float, like a WIP listener, caller, fan float, you need to be on the float, Herb. I said that, and I mean it.
Well, I told that to Ike and Spike, and they said they were giving my phone number to the Eagles, so I'm still waiting.
All right, I'd expect that call soon. I mean, he would tell everyone you know down there to give Herb a call on his personal phone.
Ain't nobody been returning my phone calls. I'm sorry.
So what I want to talk about is we have special players, special people on this team. Back before the season started a year ago, we finally hired one of the top defensive coordinators. This team couldn't tackle. They couldn't do anything in 23. We finally got Fanzio, and he turned his defense around week to week. They got better. We got 27-33 making plays all season long and all 4-0 in the playoffs, won the Super Bowl, birthday, ran a quick six back. He done it all, brother. Thank you. Thank you, Philadelphia Eagles, for making my year and making everyone in Philadelphia making them a special year, 24 into 25. This was one of the greatest Eagle teams that I've seen in a long, long time. But I see this team, if they can keep most of the parts together, this team could...
Dynasty, Herb? A dynasty?
I definitely believe that this team can win a couple more under Jalen Hurts.
You hear that, Herb?
Under his contract, he's got three more years under his contract.
It's kind of hard to believe.
I believe he can win at least one, maybe even two, in the next 3 years.
Well, that's a dynasty.
Two, maybe three.
Well, more.
I also want to say one thing about Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. When they all talk about quarterbacks, okay, it's about winning. I don't care about how many yards you throw or how many touchdowns. All that stuff about MVP, okay, and then last Thursday night you saw who got the MVP. But guess what?
He's not in the Super Bowl yet.
That quarterback wishes he won a Super Bowl before they gave him the MVP. Jalen Hurts done it all. He did it. He did it in college. He did it in Super Bowl, and he won the Super Bowl, and he got the MVP.
Go for it.
The champions, and they got to be on Jimmy Fallon last night. Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, the O-line was there. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. They are the champions, Hugh. We'll hear this a lot.
Man, I am so happy for these guys. I can, you know, I'm kind of torn about the parade because I know it's going to be bananas.
1 million people expected. 1 million.
And it's going to be Valentine's Day. It's going to be bananas.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. We can't wait to be part of it and beyond as the parade is coming down Broad Street. But last night, a lot of the Eagles, including Jalen and Saquon, the O-line, they got to be on Jimmy Fallon last night. So, all right, what do we got here? We got a little Saquon. First, let's hear Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts talking about the screensaver on his phone, which was a huge story 2 years ago, right? Like, you know, he had that screensaver where it's him walking off the field, the Chiefs confetti. So, you know, Jimmy Fallon asked him about it, and I guess is it time to change the screensaver? Here's what he said.
You were on the team with the Eagles a couple years ago when the Chiefs won.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And, sorry to bring that up. Yeah. We'll get back to celebrating you. But I know this because I read this. But can you tell everyone what was on your phone background?
Well, see, I'm not tripping that you brought that up because it's just, it's like a little edge, you know.
Motivation.
Yeah, so I know people anticipate me to change it. Well, it's just a wallpaper, but it's a humble reminder for me.
But what is it? It's a picture of it.
It's a picture of the first one, me walking off the field. And the crazy thing is I told him, I might have to start finding these people in there. They get taking pictures of my phone and the team meeting and stuff, you know.
Yeah, because it's become a big story, yeah. So every time you open your phone, you're motivated. You go, I got to beat these dudes.
Well, I tell you, every time I open my phone, I don't just sit there and have this flashback of a moment.
I'm happy I asked you. Sure.
It's not some psychotic thing or anything like
no,
that.
No, okay, good. Have you changed your background to wallpaper since?
No. It's going to remain.
There's no
urgency to change it. I'm just taking it a day at a time.
Very good.
You know, I never thought of it until that whole back and forth. Jalen's very literal.
Yes.
Like when Jimmy Fallon asked him, you know, every time you open it, do you think about that moment? I don't think Jimmy Fallon like literally meant to you think about losing to the Chiefs 20 times
a
day.
That's who Jalen is.
But he took it like, well, not every time. I thought that was a funny exchange. How about this? The tush push. They were asked about it and talking about it. And the part with Saquon here is really funny. Here it is. Well, Jalen and the tush push last night on Jimmy Fallon.
Jalen, you scored 3 touchdowns on Sunday. You did. By the first one was doing what people are calling the tush push. Yeah. Is that what you call it?
It's not what I call it.
It's not what you call it.
It's
no.
Not what I call it.
what do you call it?
You know, I'm not going to say what I call it, but it's
okay. But it's not.
You know, everybody is came up with their own name for it. The brotherly sub, the tush push, all these different things. It's not that.
It's not that. No. Okay.
I was shocked too because when I got there, I known as the tush push, but I didn't know if that's what it would be called, but I thought it was called that, and it's not called a tush push, actually.
No. What is your role in the quote-unquote tush push?
I think I have the easiest job, to be honest. I think I'm the one who pushes the tush.
A little late night push laughter there.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So, was it Slay that called it Snoopy?
Snoopy, yeah,
that's the name.
Do you think that's what Jalen was referencing?
Well, I don't think Jalen wanted to tell. Yeah, but that's I was told that's the name.
They call it Snoopy.
The Snoopy.
Yeah,
which I didn't know that they called it that.
I don't think it would have taken off nationally if everyone called it the Snoopy. I think Tush Push,
Brotherly Shove,
that works for more of a big picture audience. So we also have one more here. Is this them reacting to Saquon's daughter? Let's hear this.
Saquon, not only was Sunday your first Super Bowl win, but it was also your birthday. Congratulations. Yeah. Happy birthday. Here you are with your kids after the win. What are they more excited about? Are they more excited about the Super Bowl win, or are they more excited about Dad's birthday?
I think it was a combination of both. Just, you know, being there, celebrating with my family. Before the game, you know, we had a daddy-daughter dance, me and my daughter. So it was able to get canceled and moved to March 14th. So I'm able to have that moment with her. And, you know, before the game, she told me, now that the game's canceled, she wants to win the Super Bowl a little bit more. So probably the Super Bowl win.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you brought a voicemail that your daughter left you before the Super Bowl. Take a listen to this.
Hi, Daddy. It's Jada. Just going to text you for your big game. I'm really, really, really hope you win. And, Daddy, really, I'm really thankful that you've been caring for your whole family. And I know you're going to win. But if you don't, that is okay. I'll always, always love you.
Are you kidding me? That's the cutest message in the world. What a good kid.
That's pretty awesome.
You know what's funny that I picked up on when that happened? They moved the whole dance. They moved the whole daddy-daughter dance
for
Saquon. That's pretty dope, man. For he wouldn't miss that moment. That's pretty dope. That's pretty dope, because those, I can tell you, man.
They're special.
Those daddy-daughter dances hit different, man. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. The whole thing with Fallon last night was great stuff. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We have Mr. Surehands, who is thinking about the D-Word dynasty. What's up, Mr. Surehands?
Yo, Kyle, Joe, Dr. Bully Douglas.
Bully? Now I'm a bully?
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles.
I thought you were an old man.
First of all, now I went from old man to bully. He do call me jackass, and I didn't say a word.
You're pretty.
He came right at his neck.
What am I supposed to do?
He came out swinging,
but he just wasn't saying it right. He ain't take the bass out of his voice.
I'm just saying, you can say I didn't yell at him. He just can't talk me with all that bravado.
Yeah, we call you old and plant based every day. Don't say it with the bass. Yeah,
you just get you don't take that bass out, your boy.
Well, happy hump day, fellas. Big dope, slanging it.
Yeah,
big hardwood bacon.
Yeah, he. Might have to. They got thick wood hard. I see Kyle leaning into it. You leaning into it, Kyle.
So what are you thinking, Mr. Harris? We got a dynasty brewing.
So the hunt showed that the D got to be luxurious for returns. The more the merrier. Ladies scream for more short-handed dynasty. You know what I'm saying?
I'm looking at
a luxurious D is what they're all asking for. Yeah.
He didn't found his niche.
Batman is the Joker at times to feel like a supervillain. So never trips Ahoy when number 1K is open. You know what I'm saying? And delusional.
Delusional.
Well, that's interesting. He used the Joker reference because you remember AJ's the Joker.
I guess me and Dak got that in common. We're both delusional.
Totally delusional.
But Dynamite D leads the dynasty. Stay stacked. It might lead to returns. It might lead to engagements, too.
What are we talking about?
Big dance. Big dance. Stretched out pants.
Oh, yeah.
Parade, Lady France, and Eagles Proud.
No doubt. 100%.
Run off is where she rides the D.
Ride it. Yeah, we got stay hydrated. Ride the D.
Big How about that D, baby?
Mr. Hands, I think
I
he was saying the big D can lead to the D. The defense leads to dynasty. I think was that it?
Made ton of sense.
I tried to follow along. As we stay coherent and go to Herb in the Northeast next. What's up, Herb?
Yeah, before I talk about the Eagles, Joe, did you say something on Monday
Uh-oh.
Because I got a call from Atlantic City, something about if the Eagles have a fan float, that I should be number one on that float.
Oh, you need to be on it. Yeah, I said if we have a fan float, like a WIP listener, caller, fan float, you need to be on the float, Herb. I said that, and I mean it.
Well, I told that to Ike and Spike, and they said they were giving my phone number to the Eagles, so I'm still waiting.
All right, I'd expect that call soon. I mean, Hugh, tell everyone you know down there to give Herb a call on his personal phone.
Ain't nobody been returning my phone calls. I'm sorry.
So what I want to talk about is we have special players, special people on this team. Back before the season started a year ago, we finally hired the one of the top defensive coordinators. This team couldn't tackle. They couldn't do anything in 23. We finally got Fanzio, and he turned his defense around week to week. They got better. We got 27-33 making plays all season long, and all 4-0 in the playoffs, won the Super Bowl, birthday, ran a quick six back. He done it all, brother. Thank you. Thank you, Philadelphia Eagles, for making my year and making everyone in Philadelphia, making them a special year. 24-25. This was one of the greatest Eagle teams that I've seen in a long, long time. But I see this team, if they can keep most of the parts together, this team could...
Dynasty, Herb? A dynasty?
I definitely believe that this team can win a couple more under Jalen Hurts.
You hear that, Herb?
Under his contract, he's got two more years on his contract.
It's kind of hard to believe.
And I believe he can win at least one, maybe even two, in the next 3 years.
Well, that's a dynasty.
Two, maybe three.
More.
I also want to say one thing about Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. When they all talk about quarterbacks, okay, it's about winning. I don't care about how many yards you throw or how many touchdowns. All that stuff about MVP, okay, and then last Thursday night you saw who got the MVP. But guess what?
He's not in the Super Bowl.
That quarterback wishes he won a Super Bowl before they gave him the MVP. Jalen Hurts done it all. He did it. He did it in high college. He did it in Super Bowl, and he won the Super Bowl, and he got the MVP.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.